my Redeemer lives. That I know. My Redeemer lives. I can feel him walking beside me every day.
Every day along my way, oh Lord, I know.
My Redeemer lives.
KQJO, St. Joseph Natchez 99.3.
Welcome to the radio broadcast of Living Word Ministries, Living Word Ministries of Magazine. Stay tuned and focused, and let Words of Life minister to you by our pastor, Altonio Holden Sr. At the end of the broadcast, contact information will be given to you. Here's our pastor.
All of our down every imagination, every thought, everything that exalts itself above the knowledge of God. We thank you now. Father, we come humbly before you, Lord, asking your Lord God that you would look at us and see all that you can do in our life and all that we need you to do in our life, Father, and that we call it done today. We believe healing has happened. We believe deliverance has happened. Father, we thank you for the measure of faith that you've given us. We love you, dear God. There's none like you. Nobody like you, Jesus. And we give you praise. We magnify your holy name. Father, we thank you for clarity of thought, precision of speech. We thank you for this people. We thank you for the purpose of the people. Father, we thank you, God, that you reveal to us, all of us, to us, our purpose that you intend to do in our life. Father, we thank you right now. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the grace that comes with your word. We thank you for your love. We thank you, dear God, for all that you're doing and what you're about to do. And Father, we pray, God, that you would just hear our prayer and call. Father, that you would look at us and bless us individually, but also bless us collectively with this word. Father, in Jesus' name, heal, deliver, set free, do what you want to do. And Father, after it's all said and done, we'll be careful to give you glory and praise. We'll honor you, Lord God. And we'll join in with the many winged seraphim, the many eyed cherubim, and the chant declare one to another that you are holy. You're holy, God. You're holy, and your glory fills the earth. And we thank you that your Holy Spirit fills us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory to God in the highest, for he is worthy to be praised. Thank you, Lord. What an awesome God. What a mighty God. Amen. I was thinking of the title. When I was younger, I used to get title first and then find scripture after. But now I get scripture and then wait for a title. Amen. Because scripture has the weight. It is the most important thing. We can have catchy titles and no substance, and all you got is a good poem. Amen. But let's call this the reward of waiting. Amen. Let's call this the reward of waiting. Amen. So how do I do that? The Bible tells us to put on Christ, preach. The Bible tells us to put on the whole armor, preach. So what is the whole armor? The whole armor is Christ. Why? Because Christ is my helmet of salvation, because he's salvation. Christ is my breastplate of righteousness, because ain't none right but him. Christ is my loins girded about with truth, because he is the truth. He is the word of God. Come on and say amen. He is the gospel. My feet shod with the gospel of peace. Come on and say amen. You can't have peace without the gospel of Jesus Christ. say amen in here. He said that the sword of the Spirit, which is the word, who is the word? John said that in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. He's telling us to put on Christ. Then he says, take our what? Shield of faith. What is faith? Faith is the things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Come on and say amen. In other words, faith is Christ, because even though I can't see him, I know he's here. Do I have anybody in the house that say, I know he's here. I can't see him, but I know he lives on the inside. Come on and shout amen in here. He tells us, he said that this word, you gotta, oh Lord, this word here, kalah, it means a renewal and exchange. You know what it also means? It means to strike through. It means to strike through. In other words, if you was writing something and on a paper that will become legal, if you don't, you want to omit it, you don't have to erase it. Just strike through it and write what you want. Now, see, there are some things that worked in our life that we say, man, I wish I could just strike through that. And you can strike through it and just start over. You can just say, Lord, I'm gonna strike through that. I want this now. Come on and say amen here. I'm waiting for that. And so he says, now look, not only does it mean that, but it also means to sprout again. Y'all hear me? It means to sprout again. And so some of us seem to have been cut down. Lord have mercy. Look, all right. He says that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. In other words, it's like cutting a tree down. And when you go back and you see that tree and it looked like out of the stump, it got some stuff growing. Look just like the little tree that you just cut. I wish I had somebody. Anybody ever done that? You cut a tree down and then you go back and next summer look like a tree growing in the middle of the tree. And that's what God is saying, that you can cut my people down, but that ain't going to stop them from growing. Preach. Oh yeah, I've been cut down. Anybody in here other than me been cut down? But what you see is the new growth. Preaching here. What you see, I wish I had somebody in the house. I've been cut down so deep. I've been cut down so low. But what you see now is the new growth. You see something that sprouted up again. I'm telling you today that if you just trust in the Lord, if you can hold on, you can wait on God. I know you feel real low right now. I know you're going through some stuff right now. But if you can just wait, God will water you and God will cause you to sprout up once again. Come on and shout amen in this house. I'm serving patiently. Look at this. He says, renew their strength. In other words, you get power again. Now, you felt weak in your situation, but God said, I'm sprouting you up with power. I wish I had somebody here. He said, and they shall mount up with wings as eagles. Come on and say amen. Now, excuse me. He said, let me go back. He said, renew their strength. Right? And when we start to talk about renewing the strength, we got to understand that it's not just human strength, but it's God's strength. Yeah. Amen. It's in his power. Amen. He said, if we can wait on the Lord, he shall renew their strength. Amen. Now, when we start talking about that, we got to understand that when he renews our strength, he says, now you're going to do stuff that you couldn't do. I said that too fast because I think y'all missed it. When he renew your strength, he's going to cause you to do stuff that you couldn't do. Not on your own. Right? Okay, let me show you what you couldn't do. You couldn't forgive on your own. But he wants to bless you, so he makes you want to love him again. That's okay. Stuff you couldn't do on your own, turn the other cheek. Yeah. I know you thought it was like, just let me get some power. No, it takes some real strength to do that. Amen. It takes real strength to let go, as we say, and let God. Huh? I got to be strong when I know you tried to injure me, Joker. But I'm going to let you go because I know what I would have did. But thank God, I'm saved. Amen. Y'all still with me? Some of y'all don't like this. It's okay. God know you don't, but I know. I'm all right. This is what he gave me, so you got to listen. He says, renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. Now, I know we talk about this, and we'll mount up with wings as eagles. He says, as eagles. Now, he didn't say you're really going to be an eagle. But he said, in other words, you can fly higher than the average bird. Amen. the average bird of your kind, whatever, whoever's like you, you go higher than they go. See, eagles don't fight with buzzards. Neither do they hang out with chickens. Y'all still with me here? Eagles don't scratch around looking for dirt or worms in the dirt. They look for stuff. And the thing about an eagle, Lord, help me, thank you, Jesus, the eagle can see for distance that a man, human being, can't see from. In other words, I wait patiently because I can see, even though it's, I saw Charles coming in today. I can see way down the road. Y'all don't hear me now. I know I can wait on it because I know it's coming because I can see it all the way down. It may not come this year. Come here, Sarah. It may not come in 5. It may not come in 10 years. But 25 years later, I can't look at my current situation because I got vision. I can't keep looking at how bad off I am or how broke I am and how the situation got. I can't look at that. I got too much vision for that to have me down. Come on and say, man, do I have anybody in the house that say, I got vision? I'm looking down the road. They looking at you saying, well, how come you don't see how bad off you are? They don't know because I ain't looking at me. I'm looking at God. You looking at me. I'm still looking at God. You see how bad my condition is, yes. You know how bad off it is, and yes, you know what could happen to me, yes, but I ain't looking at what can happen. I'm not looking at how bad it is. I'm looking at how good God is. You keep looking at me, and I'm going to keep looking at God, and you keep looking at me, you're going to see me changed. You keep looking at me, you're going to see me mount up. See you, hallelujah, as wings of an eagle. Now, I love the eagles. I wish I could tell you everything I knew about them because I studied it, but I'm not. Because, I mean, you know, Lord, eagles, wings. Why didn't he say he'll give you wings of a chicken? Why didn't he say he'll give you the wings of a buzzard or a crow, a stork? There are other birds out there, but he said wings of eagles. Because eagles eat live things. Yeah. And I'm eating the living word. Yeah. Because eagles have some significant things about them that make them different. Eagles find a mate and they stay with them. Eagles feed their, Lord have mercy, they feed their birds or their eaglets from their mouth. Mouth to mouth. They go whatever they eat. They make sure the eaglet eat. Now, the problem is we don't always do that with our children. We eat the word, but we let them do whatever. Come on, mamas. You know when them babies was little, you chewed it up for them and you put it in there? That's why he said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. That word mouth to mouth, that's what the word eagle means, from mouth to mouth. God says, you take from my mouth and put it in your mouth. Y'all still with me here? He says, now the eagle, now, Lord, I'll tell you that part in a minute. Let's get through. He says, they that shall run and not be what? They shall run and not be weary. We got to see this. He says that if we're going to have the reward of waiting, he says, look, you're going to have some people that's going to fly. You're going to have some that's going to run. You're going to have some that's going to walk and not faint. Let's just go and get that out of the way. He said, you're going to have some people that's going to be on different levels. Now, I can't keep looking at what level you are on and keep doing my thing. Amen. But the thing is, you're going to be able to do what you couldn't do. Amen. You're going to have progress. This is the whole thing about that verse 31 is that you're going to progress. You're not going to stay in the same state. You're not going to stay in the same place. If you wait on God, it's no doubt in my mind, he's going to automatically prosper you. He's going to automatically progress you. And what we don't do is wait on God because we have all this other stuff that we want to do. Come on and say amen. He said, if you wait on him, he said, you're going to progress. He said, when you run, that means you're making what? Progress. And when we run, the Bible said, if you run a race, run it with what? patience. And what we got to understand is he wasn't talking about sprinting. He wasn't talking about being Usain Bolt. He was talking about being able to run long distances. Come on and say amen. In other words, this thing that I'm in, it is not a sprint. It is a marathon. And you know what about a marathon? The fact is that as long as you finish, you're good. Come on and say amen. And so since I'm going to be in this marathon, I got to pace myself. If I'm going to be in this marathon, I got to train myself. And you know, it takes a whole lot of running, a whole lot of training to be able to run a marathon. You got to be in some good shape. You can't have, I wish I had somebody. As a runner, you can't have this excess fat. You can't eat slapping. You can't do what you want. You got to have some discipline. And what God is saying to us, we got to have discipline. We can't eat slapping. We can't have this excess weight. Let people bring you stuff and dump it on you. Let them know, I ain't the garbage dump. Take that mess to the landfill. But I wish I had somebody in this house. Be like a refrigerator. Say, I'm the refrigerator. I got fruit in here. You can't put garbage in the refrigerator. Come on and say amen in this house. We got to understand something. We got to be able to run and not get weary, walk and not faint. At some point, you're going to be, come on and say amen. You're going to get to a place that if you can't fly, then run. And if you can't run, walk. But regardless of whichever one you do, keep going. Don't stop. By God, keep moving in the Lord. Come on and say amen. They that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. The word Yahweh in the Hebrew, it means cause to fly. In other words, God will cause us to fly. God will cause us to be lifted above our enemy. He will cause us to be lifted above our situation. He will cause us to be lifted above our circumstance. Do I have a witness in here? The Bible tells us we are seated in heavenly places. Do I have a witness? In other words, I'm not seated where everybody else is when I go through my trouble. I'm seated in a place I can see what's happening. I see what they're trying to do, and I still love them. I see they trying to backstab me, and I still bless them. I see that they trying to stab me in the chest, and I still open up my arms and say, come on in, because I got some love for you. Do I have anybody here? Oh, come on and give God some praise. I take my stuff at a different place. I'm seated in heavenly places, so you can't really do what you think you're doing to me. You're really doing it to you, preaching here. Come on and say amen now. He said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, make an exchange. I'm taking some stuff off and I'm lifting up. He said, they shall mount up with wings of eagles. Now, when I start talking about the eagle, I didn't give you what I knew about him, everything I knew. There's something else about the eagle. It says that the eagle, the legend here, is that every 10 years, the eagle fly high. He flies high as he can go. Come on and say amen. He flies into the sun. He faces the sun and he flies into the sun. Now, I know you understand that the sun is hot. I know you, because we're way away from the sun and we're still burning up. Okay, we'll have church outside, you'll see. And so we're still burning up, but the eagle flies as close as he can to the sun, and he flies every 10 years. He take a flight toward the sun, and while he flies, he run the risk of his feathers burning up. His feathers do. They burn up because the sun's heat. They begin to burn. They begin to melt. They begin to turn down. And so they begin to burn. And so when David said, he renews my youth like an eagle, this is what he was talking about. The eagle goes into the sun and his old feathers are burned off. And then after he goes toward the sun, he goes and drops down in the sea, and he takes what they call a plunge in the sea. And when he plunges in the sea, all of the old feathers are washed off, renew my strength. And he gets up, come on and say amen. He comes out of the sea and he spreads his wings and new feathers have grown. I wish I had somebody in the house. We got to understand that sometimes if we go down in the plunge in him, when we go down in his word, I come out brand new. That's why David said, hey, my youth is renewed like the eagles. In other words, every now and then I may get weary. I got some old stuff that I need to burn off, but I'm facing the S-O-N. Do I have a witness here? I'm going in the face of the sun and he'll burn those things off. Do you know the Bible says that the Lord is a consuming fire? Do you know what I'm talking about? The Lord is a consuming fire. He'll burn stuff off of you that you don't need in your life. Somebody shout glory in the house and give God some praise. But this messianic chapter is the promise of the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. I don't know about you, but I'm so glad that he came already. And he's coming back again. Somebody shout yes here. He's coming after a church that is without spot or wrinkle. When I start talking about without spot or wrinkle, I want you to understand this. He said, I'm coming back after a church that I have no spots in. And I know some of you say, I ain't perfect. Don't worry about that, because the blood of Jesus, it is something that'll wash away any stain. I wish I had somebody. Back when I was young, I remember a commercial. They said, if you got tough stains, shout it out. They used to put shout on it. I wish I had a church that said, we got some tough stains, but I want to shout it out. Come on and shout glory. I said, shout glory. Oh, come on and say amen. He said, without spot or wrinkle, you know what to do to get wrinkles out. I know exactly what to do. If I put some steam in, put some water in the iron and cause a little steam, I can get the wrinkles out. Preach. I can get the wrinkles out of my clothes. And so what Jesus said is that I got to put a little heat on you. I wish I had a few people. And we've been worried about our heated trials. He said, I'm trying to straighten you up. I'm trying to get the wrinkles out of you. Come on and shout glory. The wrinkles got to come out of the church. He said, I'm coming back after a church without spot or wrinkle. Somebody shout glory. But I'm so glad that when he comes back, come on and say amen. He said, we that are alive and remain shall be caught up to meet him in the air. Somebody shout glory. Shout hallelujah. I'm going to wait until my waiting days are over. I'm going to be patient in the Lord. I'm going to hold on to my faith, because if I can just wait on him, I know everything will be all right. Is there anybody in the house that said, I've been through hell and I've been through high water, but I'm going to wait. I've been through ups and downs, but I'm going to wait. I've been through hard times. I've been through heartaches and some heartbreaks. But I'm going to wait. And is there anybody here that said, I'm going to wait on him, because I know he has a plan? Somebody shout yes. I know he has a plan. And his plan for my life is greater than the plans of the enemies. Somebody shout glory. Come on, will you spread your wings and fly high? There have been some people lied on you. I dare you to spread your wings. There have been some people that talked about you. Spread your wings and say, I ain't got time to fool with you. But I'm going higher. I'm going higher. You see, I seen a video while I was studying about eagles. I saw a video of an eagle fly down, and he saw a snake, and he grabbed the snake, and he began to fly back in the air, and the snake couldn't do nothing. Had his mouth open, trying to bite the eagle, but the higher the eagle went, the less the snake could move. And all I'm trying to tell you, if the snake's moving in your life, I dare you to go higher. Take his behind higher. Say, if you want to come with me, if you want to mess with my life, you got to come up here to do it. I ain't coming down there to mess around with you. Come on and say yes. Fly higher. Say higher. Higher, Lord. Wings as eagles. Anybody got wings? Well, maybe you don't have wings, but you got legs. He said, run and not get weary. Mississippi Mass said, I've been running for Jesus a long time, and I'm not tired yet. Anybody running for him? I'm running for Jesus. Somebody say yes. And if you can't run, he said, for you to walk, well, walk it out, baby. Walk out this thing. Walk out your salvation. Walk out your life. And if I'm walking it out, somebody say yes. Yeah, the rapper stole that. It was in the
the word first for us to walk it out. I'm walking with Jesus. The Bible says that we got to walk with him and follow him wherever he goes. Take up our cross. Somebody say yes. If I'm going to walk with him, I got to sacrifice something. I got to put aside my mess. And I got to keep my eyes on the prize. Somebody say yes here. This is what Paul said, dude. He said, there's one thing. Tell somebody one thing. I think I'm going to do it. Forgetting those things which are behind me. Now, what is behind me? I got lies behind me. I got truths behind me. I got failures behind me. I got backstabbers all behind me. I'm going to forget about them when I see you next time. I ain't telling you what they did. I ain't telling you what they said. But I'm talking about what God is up to. Anybody in the house other than me seem like I'm on tiptoe expectancy that God is up to something. I got a sneaky suspicion that God is about to bless. He's going to open up doors that no man can shut. Somebody say it. What he doing? Say what he doing. Say yes. He's about to shut doors that no man can open. What he doing? Say yes. And when they shut doors, I'm so glad that there are more windows in the house than doors. Because God will open up the windows and pour me out a blessing. I ain't got room to receive. Say yes. You've been wondering why your closet full. Your closet is full because he poured out blessings. Somebody say yes. I let the garbage can let it minister to my life. If I'm taking out garbage, 2 bags a day, what does that mean? That means God has blessed me. Somebody say yes, because I keep filling up the garbage can. Somebody shout glory. A person that don't have nothing don't need a garbage can. But since I got the abundance, somebody say yes, I got to pay a man to come pick up my trash. Somebody shout glory. Say what he doing. Say what he doing. Yes, he will. Say yeah. Say yes. Tell your neighbor there's a reward if I wait. If I can just wait on him, he'll bless my life. The Bible tells us that even if the enemy comes, just wait on the Lord. Because if I wait on God, he'll answer my prayers. The Bible says that when the folks wanted to stone David, David said, wait a minute. When God is prayer closet, and he started to pray, and the Lord said, don't worry, I'll give you everything back. You see, there's some things that the enemy took from you. You need to wait on God. Don't cuss him out. Don't get mad about it. Just wait on it. Say what you thought you had. That was nothing to God. The Bible tells me that when the enemy is caught, when the thief is caught, he got to give me 7 times what he took from me. And I say, won't he do it? Say yeah. Say yeah. Say yeah. Say yes. If he took your family, if he took your friends, if he took your money, don't you worry. Just wait on him. I'm in a holding place. If they ask you what you're doing, say, I'm in a holding place. I'm just waiting on God. He's up to something. I may not know what it is, but I trust him enough that it's going to be good. It's going to be better than good. Tell somebody, won't he do it? Say, won't he do it? Grab your neighbor and say, neighbor, come on, rock your neighbor. Shake your neighbor. Shake his hand. Look her in the eye and say, neighbor, God's got it and is on the way. I looked in the storehouse and is on the way. I had a peep in the storehouse when God was shutting the door. Let me tell you what happened to me. I went to God to get something for myself. And while he opened the door, I'm nosy like that. I peeked in and I saw all the stuff labeled with your names on it. While he gave me mine, I said, oh, I gotta tell him.